Something old or something new, something borrowed or something butter. It's time for one of Brenda B's recipes. Good things from the farm to your table. The gate's open. Let's get cooking. Now, this recipe comes from a St. Clair County gal that knows when you put brown sugar, pecans, and butterscotch pudding in a recipe, it is destined to be a masterpiece. Here are the ingredients. 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of water, 4 eggs beaten, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 3/4 cup of oil, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 package of instant vanilla pudding, dry, another package of instant butterscotch pudding, also dry, and then on the topping, you're going to mix together 1 cup of packed brown sugar, 3/4 cup of chopped pecans, and 1 tablespoon of cinnamon. Now, in a big old bowl, you're going to mix together your flour, your sugar, your water, eggs, baking powder, salt, oil, and both of those dry pudding mixes. You can do this any way you like. Some grandmas insist on mixing dry ingredients, then blending in the liquid counterparts. Others will tell you just dump it all in the order of the list and don't lose any sleep over it. You choose. But let's agree to beat it for 2 minutes. Now let the batter set while you mix together in a smaller bowl the topping mixture of brown sugar, pecans, and cinnamon. And then fill each muffin cup 1/3 full with the batter. Now go back and sprinkle half that topping mixture onto the batter, and then add the remaining batter to fill each muffin cup 2/3 full. Sprinkle the remaining topping onto the muffins and bake at 350 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes. This recipe will yield 24 butterscotchy, pecan crunchy, toffee yummy muffins for your herd. If you missed any part of the recipe, you can find it on the Ag 1280 Country Gal Corral link at westcentralmoinfo.com. Now, wouldn't you like to hear your recipe shared on air? I'd be tickled to do just that. Get in touch so we can spread something good. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.